My most memorable experience in running Iditarod was probably when I was between White Mountain and Nome. It was late in the afternoon, starting to get dark, and I got lost up on the top of Topcock Mountain, and it was snowing and blowing, and I hadn't seen any trail markers in quite a while, and I was lost. And basically, I put the snow again. The dogs just laid down, fell asleep. I started walking around looking for markers or anything that might identify the trail. And when I turned around, everything was blown over. I couldn't see my dogs, my sled. Now I was really in trouble. And my headlamp was really dim because it was cold. I barely caught a look at a reflector that was on my side of my sled. So I recognized the sled, but it was almost covered with snow at that point. I was so happy to find it, and the dogs were all sleeping, that I went over and just crawled in my sled and said I was going to wait till light and then try to figure out where I was, how to get down. This was before GPS. So that was probably my most memorable experience, was getting up, seeing the coast, just heading down to the coast. I don't even think I was on a trail until I ran into a trail, and then started running north towards Nome. A couple friends of mine were looking for me in an airplane, and they flew right over top of me and had their hands in the air like, "Where have you been?" And that was probably the most memorable experience from the I did it wrong.